Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
Katie's going to be talking about happiness. I feel like this kind of goes along with your story, Katie.
Okay.
They were talking about reducing stress.
Yeah.
In this story, and they say if you really, really want to reduce all your stress, what you should be doing is going out into the forest and sitting in a chair alone and listen to all the birds.
Yes!
They say just 10 minutes of sitting in a forest listening to birds will ease so much stress. They say it's an incredibly low-cost way to improve your mental health.
I mean, people have been doing this for centuries. Absolutely. Yeah. This is just connecting with nature and, you know, ignoring all of the stresses that life brings, you know?
I noticed this when we were out up in Montana and Idaho and Yellowstone on our vacation. There were times when we were out in little areas where it was just like, shh, listen.
Yeah.
And it was quiet. And you just heard the birds. And I was like, isn't this fantastic?
Yeah.
It's such like an old person, but it was also like, this is really nice. You're reconnecting with the earth. There's no traffic.
But I think even young people can agree that when you disconnect yourself from everything the world's offering right now, mm-hmm. digital, AI, people, stress, like if you live in a city, you know, there's so much going on all the time. If you can just eliminate that and go be with your thoughts and nature and the birds, like
back to the roots of the earth.
Yes,
right?
Even young people can agree that that lowers my stress just thinking about it.
It was really,
you know?
Really nice.
Yeah. Oh, see?
I started whistling back to him, and then they started
exactly. having a little conversation.
Yeah. It was very Disney, you know? Yeah. Then they started to dress me.
And they made you a dress. I know, exactly. That's how it all works.
What else
that's
you got in the world of happiness?
It's funny you mentioned that, because I 100% agree with this first one. They say when you have experiences over material things, that definitely makes you happier. Now, experts looked at things here when it came to, you know, genuinely content people, and researchers have identified five specific things that kind of separate content people from everyone else, and experiences over things, that's one of them. And
absolutely,
I can relate to this, because when I go hiking and I post all my stuff on social media, the richest people on my feed are like, oh my gosh, I can't believe you go and do that, you know, because they say when you have an experience that lasts with you so much longer than if you buy something,
sure
that
does.
Feeling it gives you when you buy something, right?
Yeah, like
you
get seconds.
Excited at first, but then that goes away. But the experience is something that will
it
stay
lasts
with you
a lifetime.
For a really long time. Something that
I've explained that to my kids, because experiences and things like that make you a much more well-rounded person as
well.
You're able to carry on conversations about things. And like if people bring up random things, like the lady who just called about the Wisconsin Dells, it's like, yeah, I've been there, done that. Let's talk about it.
And I can't tell
you. It makes you more of a well-rounded person.
How many people reach out to me about waterfalls? Like daily I get people send me videos, places I can see waterfalls. I mean, I'm not kidding. Daily people send me stuff because they know how much I like to do it, how much happiness it brings me.
Yep.
Prioritizing relationships. This one's interesting because they got a group of elderly people together and they ask them, looking back on your life, what's something that you wish you paid more attention to? And that's what they said. They're like, you know, life throws at you so many things, good and bad. And what helps you get through it are the people in your life. But, you know, it works on the flip side there, too.
People.
They're saying that that's such a good point, because they're saying the bad people are just as bad for you. So the toxic relationships, getting those out
it's
of your
life. It's the
whole
weeding your garden.
That's part of it as well.
I'm at that stage.
Yeah.
I am at that stage where I have removed people that really just do nothing for me. I know that sounds that phrase bad, but it's like they do nothing for me. I don't need to be around them.
You need to think like
that. I move
that,
them
though,
away.
What serves you? Like, it's okay to say that.
You're next.
You know, it's okay. Yeah, right. Okay. This is another
side note, though. I want all new people.
Do you?
I have talked to my wife about this numerous times over the past year. I want new people. I just want new people in my life.
Group?
Where do you find them, though?
I need new people, and I think we need to move out of state. I want to start fresh, and I just want new people.
Oh.
All new people. Well, top to bottom.
There's a statement.
I know.
That's
I know I can't be alone in that. I'm just my entire bubble. Not my family. I love you, Mom and Dad, my sister. Not my family, but like just my bubble of everybody.
Well, can I tell you?
I want all new people.
I have moved to different locations multiple times in my life, mm-hmm. and there's something to be said for starting over,
yep.
starting from scratch,
yep.
keeping the relationships that mean something to you, but it's okay to, you know, move on to another point in your life and get some, you know, observation.
All new people.
That. Yeah, I can't hate on that. Can't hate on that.
I want all new drama from new people.
All new drama. Speaking of drama, this one, I couldn't believe it. So they say a high salary is not the ultimate goal. And in fact,
well,
so this
ridiculous.
Study was done about 16 years ago. So the perfect salary, the window for the perfect salary, they said 16 years ago, was $70,000 to $90,000 a year.
So what would it be now?
So
like 100 to 100.
That's 30? What I was thinking. Like 1 to 130 is probably where it falls. And they say it's because once you get over that, you really consume yourself with your job. People who make that much money, all they do is work. And that takes away your happiness. So they're saying if, you know, truly happy people, again, happiness is not just money, Jeremy.
I don't know about that one.
And I 100% agree.
Really?
If you spend 16 hours a day
Well, that's
at work,
not healthy.
That's how you're making $100,000.
Not necessary.
No, I disagree with that.
Not necessarily.
So they say high-paying jobs are all-consuming. It really does. And I would agree with this. I agree that valuing time over money is very important.
There's a different logic behind that. They say the more money that you make, you actually earn your time back.
No.
That's what I think,
because
too.
Because you're able to hire an accountant, a house cleaner, somebody to do your lawn.
No.
It's true.
But it's not just
who's
that.
Mr. Wonderful? What's his name?
Oh,
Kevin O'Leary.
Yeah,
he talks about this a lot. The more money you make, you actually are able to buy your time back.
I mean, look
back.
At Elon.
I don't
yeah,
know.
Dude,
buy just, your, you are buying your time back because you have people to do things, the
yes.
mundane things for you, essentially, and you gain that time back.
I'm going to listen to Biggie on
and
this
then
one.
You're
more money,
to the
more
point.
Problems.
No,
that's what
your,
it is.
Your
every
money
time.
Starts making money as
Biggie's
well.
No.
Yeah.
No.
You make, okay.
No,
no
well,
it's true.
Saying,
it's,
like,
I'm not
going to
argue.
I know that you two both think this because you value money a lot more than I do, but they say, here's the thing. They say that this specific story.
I value it, but I'm incredibly smart with it, too.
Well, they said
you use money.
A Harvard study followed 1,000 students after graduation. They said that those who went into the workforce and valued time more than money mm-hmm. tended to be happier when surveyed later in their career. That didn't mean they took lazy, low-pressure opportunities. It meant that they had a line at which the pursuit of money wasn't worth the sacrifice. And that's what they're talking about there, the line where they're like, this just isn't worth it anymore. And they understood the balance. What is the balance in this? But so that one, I guess you could take it with a grain of salt because it depends on how much you value money.
What's the fifth one?
Also, you take care of yourself. They're saying that people who are truly happy actually care about the things that matter, the basic stuff, eating healthy, exercising, and getting enough sleep. So those things,
those
they
are
say
all
that,
biggies.
You know, people who, you know, make sure that those things are in check for them, they tend to be happier.
Yeah.
So those are good five things. Five good things. I think that's
Should
a good
we go
list.
Back a couple hours and talk about all that lard that you ate yesterday?
Well, that's one day out of
joking.
How many?
But you're happy with the lard.
You
it
are.
Actually made you really,
that
really
lard
happy.
Lard made me happy. Exactly. But so did the mango I ate earlier
there
in the day.
There you go.
So.
It's all
balance.
About balance.
About balance.
It's all about balance. Anyway, hope we are bringing some smiles to your face. Today, JKJ Mix 100. It's from Benji. I wrote back and I was like, where you at, Benji? And he's out in Morrison. So Benji from Morrison, he says, I got a dilemma. About a month ago, I proposed to my girlfriend and she said yes. Everything was amazing. And I thought we were starting the next chapter of our lives. I gave her the receipt for the engagement ring that I got for her. She said, oh, thanks. She shoved it into her purse and said, I'm going to file this away and make sure everything is documented for insurance purposes, which is incredibly reasonable, right?
Mm-hmm.
In case something happens, you got the receipt for the ring. He goes on to say something about, she'd get to it later because she did shove it in her purse. Then he goes on in this message and he says, about a week later, she came home and told me something I wasn't expecting. She had stopped by the jewelry store where I had purchased the ring, she says, just to look around, is the quote. And she found another engagement ring while she was there that she actually liked a whole lot more. And the jeweler told her that she could exchange the one I gave her for a new one. So she did.
Oh.
She flip-flopped the rings.
Oh.
Now he goes on to say, well, she wasn't trying to hide it. She told me that day, and she said she hoped I wasn't upset, but she just saw this ring, fell in love with it, and she kind of liked it better. Here's why I'm struggling. It's not really about the ring. I want her to love what she's got to wear for the rest of her life. If she had come to me and said, can we pick out a different ring together, that would have been better. I probably would have been fine with it. What bothers me is that she made the decision without me. It felt like something that was supposed to be our moment suddenly became her decision. I put a lot of thought into choosing that ring, and to kind of shrug it off and swap it out with even not even talking to me first. He's like, that ain't cool. Now I'm wondering, is this how we handle big decisions from here on out? Is this what's going to happen before we're even married? What happens when we buy a house? Is she going to flip-flop on that? Raising kids, flip-flop on that? Am I making way too much out of this, or is this a red flag about how she's going to handle the decisions in our marriage? What should I do? And that's from Benji out in Morrison. If you have thoughts on this, 303-691-1MIX, 303-691-1649. This is nutty to
me.
Who does that? Who goes into a jewelry store and just flops out the engagement ring?
Well, I don't think she meant to do that, but once the option was there, listen, she has to wear that
for
the rest of their relationship at least. So I can see both sides of this one.
Well, I was going to say, on the other hand, Katie, as someone who's possibly thinking about doing something like this relatively soon, I would feel kind of slighted. I would feel kind of upset, you didn't like all the time, thought, money, and everything that I put into that, you know?
No, I understand.
Yeah,
again,
there's a lot of that.
I can see both sides, but he doesn't have to wear it. Like, she's the one who's going to have to wear it.
It's different from a guy's point of view, though.
I know, but to say she's going to do it about the house and the kids and everything else is crazy. Like, that doesn't apply to just her, but...
Why did she just happen to make her way into that jewelry store, too? She was on a mission.
She
should have spoke
that.
Up, too. Oh, you don't just happen to wander into the same jewelry store with the receipt in your purse.
I don't know if she had...
Ulterior motives, I think.
Maybe. I don't know.
That's not spontaneous, right? You don't just wander into a Jared's.
I'm not sure.
or Shane Co. Or Zales. I don't know. What are the biggies? Hi, Dana Banana.
Hi.
Hi, good morning. All right, so is this a red flag? Was this cool?
It's a giant red flag.
Is it?
And he knows it. That's why he wrote. Yeah, he's got a nagging voice. There's other red flags. He just needs someone to speak into that. Like, people need to listen to their intuition.
Do you think he should just cut and run at this point?
Absolutely.
Whoa, that's
really?
Intense. That's intense.
What a story she came up with. I mean, she talked to all of her girlfriends. You know, this was calculated and planned and carried out and then told to him as if he's a dumb puppy. He can be a dumb puppy or he can be smart.
You know, it does. You know what? You kind of made a good point. Maybe she did start showing girlfriends and family or whatever. And they're like, I don't know if you're a white gold type of person. You know,
it's not easy to swap out a diamond ring at any jeweler's. Mm. It's not easy. It's a thing.
Yeah.
It's also, she didn't show her girlfriends that way. She showed them oh, my God, look at this.
But if she doesn't like it, she has no say in that. She's got to wear this ring she hates for the rest of her life.
She has total say. She just treated her fiance like a dumb puppy.
Yeah, that's my thing, too. I'm fine. If she didn't like it, have the conversation with me. Let's go get something that you're going to adore for the rest of your life.
Yeah.
You know?
Manipulated him instead.
Clearly, he didn't have a conversation with her before he got the ring. Otherwise, she would have liked it,
right? Yeah, you always should have the conversation.
I did
with Knick Knack. We went into jewelry stores, and I was like, what do you like?
Yeah.
You know? Dana, thank you. I have your vote for red flag and run. We really appreciate you calling in. Here's Marky Mark. Hi, Mark.
Hello.
Psych. Hi, Clara. Welcome to the show.
Hi.
Hey, girl. Red flag, bad idea. What do you think?
I'm kind of on the fence about it because I do see both sides, like Katie said. I do think it is suspicious that she went there to the jeweler store in the first place because, the last caller said, that's not something that just happens. She didn't just wander in. Definitely premeditated.
Yeah.
And I think she has a right to, obviously pick out what ring she wanted and whether or not she had communicated that prior. Like, maybe it's on Benji. Maybe he didn't actually listen to what she said. Like, oh, I told you I like gold. You got silver. You know, we don't know the whole situation.
Yeah.
But I do think that's something she should have communicated.
Yeah.
To him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it does seem kind of shady that she went behind his back and kind of like played it off.
So are you...
Maybe she was trying to spare his feelings, though, you know, in her defense. Maybe she just thought that, like, oh, he'd feel really hurt if, you know, he spent all his time picking it out. And I told him, like, straight up, like, hey, I actually don't like it.
I think that would have been...
Maybe she was trying to cushion his feelings.
I feel like that would have been... Even though it sucks either way, that would have been the more gentle way to do it versus just showing up with something completely different. Even though it's a tough conversation, have the conversation.
They didn't communicate. I don't think necessarily this has to be a deal breaker. I think, you know, I think if there's other things that are going on and this is kind of a trend, then maybe, yes, that's something concerning. But,
so am I putting you under red flag, talk about this or cut and run?
I think red flag, but talk about it.
Okay.
You know, I think they have that genuine conversation and, you know, maybe she admits like, hey, I didn't want to hurt your feelings. Sorry. This is, you know, I got in a little too deep and this is what happened. And, you know, I think they can move forward from this. I don't think it's a deal breaker, but
she's like, I got in there and
we need to have a conversation.
Everything was just so sparkly.
Exactly.
I couldn't control myself. Yeah. Before I knew it, I walked out with a different ring. All right, Clara, thank you so much for the call. I got two red flags right now. And we will go to Tracy. Hi, Tracy.
Hey, how are y'all?
Well, we're super dupes. We love these segments because it's like so juicy for us that we deal with other people's problems, you know?
Right, as long as they're not your own.
I know. That's what makes it fun. Okay, so what are your thoughts on this guy's situation and what's your advice?
So kudos to him for the effort in trying to like get a ring on his own. But I was given a ring as an engagement once, and the ring just didn't feel like me at all. And I had actually needed paperwork, you know, to go get it insured. Mm-hmm. When I went to the jewelry store where the box was from, they said that they didn't carry that ring. Later, I found out that that ring was not even meant for me. It was a reused ring.
Ooh,
and so
I
it
love
made
this.
Perfect sense why it didn't feel like me. But I would like to make a suggestion to all the men out there.
What's that?
If you're going to get married and you have been talking about getting married, why not have like three jewelry stores that you choose and you tell your future fiance to go pick out two or three rings at each store, and then the guy gets to pick one of those rings that she already chose that she
likes.
It's
perfect.
That's brilliant.
It's absolutely perfect.
I love that.
It's very similar with what I did with my wife, where we went to the jewelry store, and I was like, just show me, give me five that really catch your eye, and then I'll go from there type thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I went to Kohl's and got one that looked very similar for way less. Way
Kohl's
less.
Cash,
that's
baby.
A Jeremy move.
Yeah. Stopper.
Yeah.
I love it.
Sorry, ladies, I'm taken.
I don't think it's a red flag. I don't think it's a red flag at all. I think it's like more like a yellow. And like the other caller said, if there's other things that have been going on, that this is just a trick. You know, like the cherry on top.
Yeah.
Communication is key in all relationships. And so just talk about it and see how each other was feeling.
Yeah, that's good. Just talk it out. Believe it or not, that usually works.
Have a conversation.
You're going to have a whole lifelong marriage now. You got to learn to talk to each other. Tracy, we have your vote. Thank you so very much. Well, right now it's 2-1, so in favor of red flag. I think it's a little bit of a red flag, but I'm kind of with our callers. Just sit down. Let's talk this out, okay?
Yeah, absolutely.
I think that's going to be your best move.
Yeah, that's going to be the at least step one and go from there. But you need to have a conversation for sure.
And say, please don't do this again. Like, loop me in on big decisions like this, please.
Yeah.